Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to another episode of Five to Thrive. I'm your host, Valerie Hatcher. Our mission is to provide empowering tips for women over 50 to help us navigate this vibrant stage of life with grace, style, and a whole lot of fun. Each week, I bring you five practical and engaging tips on a specific topic. I hope you find them relevant and relatable, and we'll come back for more. Ready for today's episode? Then let's go. Hey girl, welcome back. Today, I want to talk about something that a lot of us struggle with, feeling overwhelmed. Honestly, I'm feeling it myself big time. Between travel, home projects, work, everything feels like way too much right now. I know I'm not alone in this. It's like a tidal wave of tasks, responsibilities, and changes crashing over us. But don't worry, we're in this together. And by the end of our time today, I hope that you and me both will feel more equipped to navigate these waters. So let's dive in. What is overwhelm? You know, that feeling when there's so much to do, so many decisions swirling in your head, that it feels like you could just short circuit. That's overwhelm. It's not just about the to-do list, but how it makes us feel, panicked, exhausted, maybe even like you want to give up. It's that sense of being swamped by everything you need to do, so much so that you can't figure out where to start. It's like being caught in a storm of to-dos, expectations, and changes. It might come from work, from home renovations, which I'm currently up to my neck in, family commitments, or even just the daily grind. So, why does overwhelm happen? Sometimes it's clear. Maybe you've got way too much on your plate, like taking on new projects at work or volunteering for stuff, and oh yeah, deciding to remodel your kitchen. Sometimes it's sneaky, like when you have a bunch of smaller tasks that pile up, but they weigh on you just as much. So what are some signs of overwhelm? Well, again, it can sneak up on us. Signs like being snappier than usual, forgetting things, or you find yourself, I don't know, just staring into space, trying to figure out what to do first. Or maybe you're procrastinating, avoiding all the things that you should be doing. Or maybe there's sleep troubles, and for me, skipping workouts because I just can't fit them in. Does this sound familiar? These are all signs that overwhelm might be getting the best of you. So here's a little story from my own life currently. Recently, I've been traveling for work, overseeing a remodel at home, and helping with renovations at our church. It's been a whirlwind. I felt like I was losing control, and that's a tough pill to swallow for someone who likes to be in control. But it got me thinking, I can't be the only one who's feeling this way. And that's why we're here today. So sharing this isn't just cathartic for me. It's a reminder that none of us are alone in these feelings. So, how do we tackle this beast called overwhelm? Here are tips that have helped me, and I hope that they help you too. First is identify the source. So, take a moment to list what's making you feel overwhelmed. Once you know what's causing the stress, then you can start to prioritize and to plan. Next would be to prioritize your task. Write down everything and decide what needs your attention first. Try the 1-3-5 rule. So that's pick one big thing, three medium tasks, and five small tasks to tackle today. I know that sounds a lot, but think about it. Only one of them is big. And then, like I said, three medium and five small. It makes things feel maybe more manageable. Not everything is urgent. And I have to remind myself that of that quite often. Everything is not an emergency. A to-do list can really be your best friend. Number three would be to set boundaries. It's okay to say no. It's okay to turn down requests or invitations if they're going to add to your stress. Your well-being, it comes first. Remember, time and energy are precious. And four, ask for help or delegate. So whether it's at work, at home, in volunteer activities, don't be afraid to ask for help or to delegate tasks to others. This is the hardest, probably of everything we've talked about and we'll talk about. This is the hardest one for me, and I can't tell you why. For whatever reason, I don't ask for help. I try to do it all myself, and that's not a good thing because then I get mad that I'm doing it all myself. So it's important to ask for help. We don't have to do it all. Next would be to take breaks or to schedule downtime. This might seem counterintuitive when you're swamped, but stepping away, even if it's just for a few minutes, can drastically improve your focus and your energy. It's not selfish, it's necessary. So I give you an example. I mentioned this whole remodel thing, and the most recent thing we did was have my office repainted, which, you know, that means taking everything out and then putting everything in. It's taken me a few days to get it put back together, but most evenings, say about 7, I'm like, I have had enough. I am drained because I will have worked all day, then got off work, done some other things, and then started putting the office back together, that mentally, I just can't take it anymore. Couldn't even look at the box and decide where things went. So every night, I would just step away and say, I got to come back to it the next day. So it really is necessary to do so. Then it's breathe and believe. So take a few slow, deep breaths. I know it sounds simple, but deep breathing lowers your stress response. Remind yourself that this feeling is temporary. And I mean, you'll get through it. Stay organized. Use tools and apps to keep track of tasks and appointments. A little organization goes a long way in reducing stress. And speaking of tools, here are a few that have helped me keep the overwhelm at bay. So there are some task management apps like Trello and Asana. And I think I've mentioned before that I use this structured app, which is good for like time boxing. And then I use the Todoist app, which is a good to-do list. So I use the to-do list digital app, but I am still that old-fashioned, got to write down the to-do list and scratch it out off. So I'll make a master to-do list, and then I will take some things from it and put it in my app. So that could be duplication of effort, but it works for me. It helps you to visualize what your workload is. Then there are mindfulness apps such as Headspace or Calm, or even the one that I use most often is Insight Timer. And they can guide you through meditations that help to clear your mind. Then there's the digital detox. So occasionally, step away from digital devices. I know today, almost everything we do is on a digital device. but it's important to step away. The world is going to keep spinning and it's going to keep going, I promise. So overcoming overwhelm, you know, we can't control everything. Trust me, I am definitely still learning this. But with projects like our bookstore remodel, I had to learn to let go and just focus on the things that I can directly influence. Our mindset can play a big part in overcoming overwhelm. Instead of seeing everything as a massive hurdle, view each task as a step toward your goal. It might feel like a lot right now, but you're strong and you're capable of far more than you think. Don't be afraid to ask for support and trust that those small steps will add up to big progress. And if all else fails, girl, grab a good glass of wine or a giant piece of chocolate. Those never hurt anybody, as long as it's alongside the healthier coping strategies, right? Seriously, though, you are not alone in feeling overwhelmed. And that in itself can be kind of comforting. Sometimes it's okay to not be okay. And there you have it. We all get a little overwhelmed sometimes. It happens, but it's temporary and you can get through this. Remember that feeling overwhelmed is a signal, not a sentence. It's a part of life, but it doesn't define us. It's your body and mind telling you to pause, to reassess, and to adjust. We can navigate it, we can learn from it, and emerge stronger. Remember, be kind to yourself, take it step by step, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. If you've got a good story of overcoming overwhelm, or maybe a tip that works for you, leave me a voice message at pod.agingwithgraceandstyle.com. And we might share it on the next episode. Remember, we're in this together. Thank you for tuning in. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast, share it with your friends, and sign up for our newsletter for more tips and conversation. Until next time, remember to live your life with grace and style, no matter what it throws at you. Thank you so much for joining me for 5 to Thrive Tuesday. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. If you enjoyed the segment, please rate, review, and share it with a friend. Let's stay connected on Instagram, Facebook, and or Threads at I Am Valerie Hatcher, or email me at hello@agingwithgraceandstyle.com. Until next time, let's continue to age with grace, style, and a touch of sass.